The gospel reading today, there are several points that we need to consider. First of all, when the people are in commotion and people were asking, "Who is this?" And the answer was, "Jesus of Nazareth, the prophet." Is that all that he is? On one hand, we could say, well, he is the prophet that Moses spoke of. But that's not even what the people are trying to suggest in this case. They're basically just saying he's a prophet. And so then we go a little bit further, and our Lord turns the tables and does all these things and so on. First of all, he tells the people that it is written, "My house shall be a house of prayer." Now, he is quoting exactly what Scripture says, but at the same time, he's applying it to himself. "My house shall be a house of prayer." So he is telling us who he is. And in case the people thought that he was merely acknowledging what Scripture says and talking about the temple of the Lord, but not trying to say that he is God, when the people were crying out, "Hosanna to the Son of David," the high priests were angry at him. And Jesus said, "Out of the mouths of infants and sucklings you have found perfect praise." They were praising Jesus. And these are words that once again are attributed to God. From the mouths of babes, God has found perfect praise. And they were praising Jesus. So he's making very clear to us that he is not merely a prophet, that he is God. And therefore, again, we go back, and even as we heard in the first reading, that God would send his word, and his word would achieve the end for which it was sent. Then we look at the beginning of St. John's Gospel, and what does he say? "In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God." The Word is God. And so the Word that God sent is not just the sacred Scriptures. They are indeed the Word of God. But when people ignored them, as we continue to do in our world today, or we pick and choose what we like out of the Bible and we ignore the rest, God decided to take this to the extreme. It wasn't just enough to tell humanity what it was that we were created for and what he expected of us. He sent his Son, the Word made flesh. And he would fulfill the purpose for which he was sent, which is our salvation, our redemption, to make us children of God, to make us temples of God, where God himself now dwells. So now we turn it all back. Say, okay, my house shall be a house of prayer. And you have turned it into a den of thieves. I don't know if you've been to a wedding in the last 30 years, but it sounds like Niagara Falls in the church before a wedding. You can't even hear yourself think. It's become chaos. It's not a house of prayer. It's not doing what the prophets tell us. That is, as Zechariah says, silence in the presence of the Lord. No, it's become anything but. But what about what's going on in our own hearts? Because St. Paul reminds us, you are the temple of the Lord. Is there silence there? Is there prayer? Is there quiet? Is there focus on God? Or is our life just one of chaos? In that case, it may not be something willful that we have changed the temple of God into a den of thieves, but rather we've simply allowed the thieves in. Those thieves are things like the radio, the television, the internet, the games, whatever it may be that we're filling ourselves with. All we have to do is just listen to what we're hearing from various people. There is so much upset and anger about what it is that they're seeing going on. Does God want you upset and angry? No. So who's winning? In your heart, who's winning? Satan, the thief. We've taken the temple of God and we've allowed the devil in, not intentionally, even with something that looks good. Remember, St. Paul says even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. So, hey, you need to know the news. You got to keep up. You got to be on top of it all. You need to know this information. And then what happens? We get all whipped up. We can't think anymore. We're so angry about, look at what they're doing in Rome now. Look at what they're doing in Washington, D.C. Look at what's going on here and there and everywhere. Now, is it evil to listen to the news? No. But if we can't stay at peace, don't listen to the trash. He's got it all under control. We need to worry about it. Besides that, we know what's going to happen anyway. So why get all worked up? Because we've allowed Satan in through means that look really good. Because, well, I don't watch any of the secular stuff. I just watch the Catholic stations. And I get angry doing it. Shut them off. If they're not bringing you peace, you might say, but they're telling us the truth. It may be true what they're saying, but if it's getting you upset, if it's taking away your peace so that you can't pray, shut it off. That's what we need to be looking at. What is taking our peace away? This is to be a house of prayer. Not this meaning simply the church. You and me. We're the temple of the Lord. We're the dwelling place of God. Our hearts are supposed to be focused on Him because that's where He's dwelling. And if Satan has found a way, even through good means, good in quotation marks, to take away our prayer, to take away our peace, then it's become a den of thieves once again. So let the Word do what He has come to do. He's come to save us. He's come to redeem us. He's come to make us holy. That's where we need to keep our focus. We can be with Him. We can be at peace. So if you can listen to that stuff and stay at peace, fine. But if it's taking your peace away, shut it down. Bring the silence back where it belongs. Be with Jesus. Because He's not just a prophet. He's not just a holy man. He's not just a good man. He is God. He is the Word that the Father sent into the world. And His Word will not return to Him void, but it will achieve the end for which it was sent. Objectively, that is exactly what He has done. Going to the cross, He has brought about the salvation of the entire world. So we don't have to worry about the objective part. We have to worry about the subjective part, because that requires our free will. He won't force us to accept the objective part. So we need to let Him save us. We need to let Him redeem us. We need to let Him make us holy. We need to be conformed to Him, because He is the temple of the Lord. Destroy this temple, and I will raise it up in 3 days. And he was speaking of the temple of his body. Well, St. Paul tells us that's what ours is too. So we're supposed to be conformed to him. That's the purpose for which the word is sent at this time. You have just received him in Holy Communion. He is right there. Don't allow this to be a den of thieves. Make sure we keep it as a house of prayer, a house which is truly consecrated to the Lord.